Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. First, FDA has granted fast-track designation to BioInvent's BI-1808 in combination with pembrolizumab for patients with recurrent, platinum-resistant ovarian cancer. BI-1808 is an investigational anti-TNFR2 antibody designed to target immunosuppressive regulatory T cells in the tumor microenvironment while supporting anti-tumor immune responses. The designation follows interim Phase 2A data presented at the 2026 American Society of Clinical Oncology annual meeting, where the combination produced a confirmed objective response rate of 24% and a disease control rate of 56% among 25 heavily pretreated patients. Several responses remained ongoing beyond 10 months, while preliminary median progression-free survival was 10.3 months. BioInvent is expanding its ovarian cancer cohorts, with additional data expected in the second half of 2026. The fast-track designation provides opportunities for more frequent interaction with FDA during development, although it does not guarantee accelerated approval or eventual approval of the therapy. Next, Neurocrine Biosciences has entered the increasingly competitive obesity field with the first participants dosed in a Phase 1 first-in-human study of NBIP-1968, an investigational GLP-1, GIP, and glucagon receptor triple agonist. The long-acting molecule is designed for once-weekly subcutaneous administration and is initially being evaluated in adults across a range of body mass index categories, including people who are overweight or obese. By targeting three metabolic pathways involved in appetite regulation, energy balance, and glucose control, the company is evaluating whether the approach can deliver meaningful metabolic effects while maintaining tolerability. Neurocrine also plans to evaluate NBIP-1968 in a fixed-dose combination with NBIP-2118, an investigational corticotropin-releasing factor type 2 receptor agonist that is separately in Phase 1 development. For now, the Phase 1 study will establish the initial safety, tolerability, pharmacokinetic, and pharmacodynamic profile of the triple agonist. And finally, Replimune's Tudrakev, or Vusalimogene Autoparapvec WTPG, has received accelerated FDA approval in combination with nivolumab for adults with unresectable advanced cutaneous melanoma whose disease has progressed following an anti-PD-1-based regimen. The approval follows two previous complete response letters from FDA in 2025 and earlier this year, before a July 30th advisory committee vote found the efficacy data evaluable and clinically meaningful by a 10-3 vote. The approval is based on data from the Phase 1/2 IGNITE trial, where the combination produced a 24.2% objective response rate and a median duration of response of 14.1 months among 91 patients with at least one non-injected lesion in the efficacy evaluable population. Tudrakev is an oncolytic HSV1 immunotherapy designed to selectively target tumors while stimulating an immune response. Because the approval was granted through the accelerated approval pathway, continued approval is contingent on confirmatory evidence of clinical benefit, with Replimune conducting the Phase 3 IGNITE-3 trial to verify that benefit. From regulatory designation to first-in-human testing to an approval that took an unexpected route, this week's developments show just how many different paths a therapy can take toward the clinic and ultimately patients. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.